You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Luke 16 and verse 9. And I say unto you, make friends for yourselves by your righteous mammon, that when you fail, they may receive you into everlasting home. One may wonder, why Jesus will make a statement like this? What exactly does it mean? First, he called money unrighteous mammon. Then he said we should use it. We should make use of it. Why would Jesus speak like this? Now, that means that as far as the Lord is concerned, money remains an unrighteous mammon. However, while we are still here, we will use money. More importantly is that we can put it into a good use. So I want to explain something to you, and I hope you will really understand it today. So let's say, for example, you have $10,000. $10,000 is in your hand. Did you know that that money will not remain in your hand forever? That money will change hand. Is going to go into somebody's hands. So let's say you bought Bibles worth $10,000. That means you pay that money to somebody who sold the Bibles to you, $10,000 worth of Bible, so that it can be distributed to people who don't have access to Bible. Now, the person receives $10,000. That person wants to buy diesel for an aircraft, and that person, the diesel costs $10,000. So that person pays $10,000 to the person selling diesel. Selling kerosene or aviation fuel for their private jet. And so they supply aviation fuel worth $10,000. Now, you see, that money is moving. That money is now in the hand of somebody selling aviation fuel. But every single time that money is in somebody's hand, each person has opportunity to convert that money into something that can either be temporal or eternal. That's how money is. Every money in your account, you are not going to own it. You are never going to own any money. Nobody will own any money. Money only comes to your hand temporarily to give you an opportunity to see what you can do with it. You see, the same $10,000 bought aviation fuel. It is that same $10,000 that bought Bibles. Now, the person who sold the aviation fuel may use that $10,000 to organize a show and bring artists, and they will do all kinds of immoral things and so on. $10,000. $10,000, that $10,000 in different hands was producing different things. So you are never going to own any money. Once you die, somebody else will take possession of any money you think you own. Another person will take it. You know, it's interesting. I know people that either their sister or mother died that went to claim the money in their account. In fact, I have a friend who had to claim the money in her mother's account when the mother died. She claimed it. She went through a long process, a lot of letters, a lot of documents, but eventually they gave her the money. There is nothing, and I'm sure she had also spent that money. So imagine, as soon as she took that money from bank, she spent it. That money left that bank, came to her hand, and she has also released it. The money is going again. It's going round. It is what you now do with that money when it is your turn, when it comes to your hand. Now, of course, you know, if you, in other passages, when Jesus told Peter to go and fish, he said, pay for me and for you. Okay? There's nothing wrong to spend money on yourself, on your family, to take care of your family. It's part of using money for the right things. But Jesus specifically now said, make friends for yourselves by righteous mammon, that when you fail, they may receive you into an everlasting home. It means that money can be used in a way that it will produce eternal reward or everlasting consequence. Money can be used like that. So let's say, for example, you spend $5 to pay for a tract or for some tracts. Let's say it costs just $5 or $1 and you bought some tracts. And then you gave it to somebody who read it, who gave his life to Christ. Now that $5 passed through your hand, but it has produced something of eternal value. Do you know that that person will reign with Jesus forever? But that your $5, that $5 is simply passed through your hand and you use it to produce that. And that money moved on. Brethren, every money that comes to our hand is an opportunity to produce something, either for the kingdom or for the world. That money can be used to raise your child. And you know, when your child is now grown, you will not see that money again. But that, what do you see? You see your child. So that money that passed through your hand, you used it so well that it helped you to raise this child to acquire certain skills, certain knowledge, and everything. But the money is gone. The money has long gone. But then you have that child. So the question really is this. The resources that God is putting in our hands, what are we producing with it? Imagine if every child of God will ensure that every money that comes to their hand is not used to produce iniquity. It's not used to produce unrighteousness. Don't bother yourself about the world. That's why Satan wants to put money in the hands of the people in the world, because he knows that they will produce things that will promote his own kingdom, in whatever shape, in whatever form. You know, I saw a video about witchcraft on TikTok. And guess what? Do you know why I saw the video? They sponsored the video. Somebody paid for that video to be sponsored. Now, so whether you like it or not, if they have paid for it to be shown in the area you are, except you don't open your phone and use that app, you will see that video. But it was somebody who paid for it. And it is to promote witchcraft. That person is a faithful steward in the hand of Satan. That person is spending money correctly for Satan. I hope you understand how I'm putting it. They are faithful stewards. That's why, you see, we will give account. Money is an opportunity. It is how you use it. It is what you use it for. It's like time. Do you know time is an opportunity given to every one of us? You can spend your time watching pornography. You can spend the whole day watching seasonal movie. See, that means that time allocation to you, that's what you have been able to trap with that time. But do you know that same time, some people can use it to teach children. That same time, some people can use it in a way that honors God in different ways. There are just limited ways that it honors God. How are you using your time every day? Time is a currency also. Time is like money. You don't own any time. Did you notice that? Nobody can lay claim that this is my time. I own the time. Nobody owns any time. It's just an opportunity given to us daily, and it's moving. It's constantly moving. You can't hold it down. What you can do is that you can use time to tie in tangible things down. Eternal things. You can use time to produce things that are eternal. May God give you wisdom. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. You can email us info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.